It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine, please? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Hello, could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Just went by the children's zoo on my way over to see you here, and I saw John Rucci. He's a man who takes care of Honey. Do you remember Honey, the little chimpanzee who came one day? Well, he gave me this bottle and said if I'd like to feed Honey, he would bring her by a little later. But first, I've got to fill it with milk and warm it up. So, where do we do that? In the kitchen. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Milk. What kind of milk bottle do you have at your house? I had such a fat one the other day. This one's skinnier, isn't it? All sizes milk bottles, all sizes people. I'll put a little water in here. On the stove. Fires in the stove are for grown-ups. They're the ones who know how to deal with fires now. They were little once too, though. Did you ever have a baby come to visit you at your house? Or did you ever have a baby come to live with you? Oh, when the new baby comes to live with you, there's such excitement. Oh, yes, everybody comes in and wants to say hello to the baby. Where is the baby? What's it like? Everybody wants to welcome the baby. You sit there and you just wonder, well, the baby doesn't do anything, doesn't do things like I do. But you see, everybody came to welcome you when you were a baby once too. So they're doing that for the new baby. When a baby comes to your house, it's a girl or it's a boy. It's a sister or a brother, but it's never just a toy. It can cry and it can holler. It can wet and it can coo. But there's one thing it can never be like you. You were there before the baby. Now the baby's always there. Now you wait for special moments with your mother. In the chair, you're a very special person. You are special to your mom, and your dad begins to say, you'll always be the older one. It's so good to know that always there's a special place for you, and a special place for baby, right inside the family too. You've a place that no one else has. There is only one like you. Each person in the family has his own special place. And what a fine thing families are. Yeah, I think this should be ready now. Take the bottle out and pour out the hot water first. There. Now this is the way you see if it's just right. See if the, yeah, that's just warm enough. Just ready. Maybe that's they now. Let's see. Is that anybody from the children's zoo?
Hi, Mr.
Hi, John Rucci. How are you?
Okay.
Good. I'd like you to know my friends.
How do you do?
And this is Honey. Hi, Honey. Would you like... Oh, look. Let's sit down. Maybe she'd like her bottle right now.
Do you want to hold her?
Oh, I'd be glad to. Come on, Honey. Does it taste good? She must be ready for it.
Yeah, she's hungry.
Is this all she eats? Just
no,
milk?
No, she gets apples and she gets lettuce and fruit cocktail. And once in a while she'll get peaches or...
What about a banana? Does she ever like banana?
Once in a while she'll eat a banana.
Uh-huh.
She really likes grapes more than she does bananas.
For
some reason, I don't know.
Where do you keep her, John?
Well, right now she's staying at the underground zoo.
Mm-hmm.
And we're taking care of her over there.
Does she have her own room?
She does. She has her own playroom. And she has her own tables and chairs. And her stuffed animals and her monkey bars.
I could just see her climbing on those monkey bars. Do you like that milk, Honey? Do you? Do you have to take care of her as you would a little baby?
Yes, sir.
I mean, she can get a cold and
she can catch a cold. And, she just like a baby. You just treat her like a baby. She wants a lot of love and affection.
Mm-hmm. And likes to play, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mr. Rogers, I gotta go back to the zoo. Would you like to babysit?
Oh, I'd be glad to chimpanzee sit for a while.
Sure.
Will you come back for Honey?
Sure.
About 20 minutes
okay.
or so?
Okay.
Thank you for bringing her by. Honey, is that all right? If you stay with me a while?
Seems to like it here.
Yeah.
Good. Can you get that?
Yeah.
Good.
Bye.
See you later. Bye-bye, John. Thank you. She's drunk at all. Come on in here. You were very hungry, weren't you? All the milk's gone, Honey. Would you like to play with a little toy that I have here? Here, look at this. It makes a noise. Try the bottle again. Sometimes you just like to hold the bottle even though there isn't any milk in it. Mm-hmm. I think Honey's getting some teeth and likes to go like that with her teeth and bite on things. Want to hold it? Look at my buttons. Last time you were here, you just loved my buttons. Remember that? And look around. Thank you.
Were you ever close to a chimpanzee? I bet she's gonna look for the boss. If you stay there just a second. No.
Didn't want to stay by herself.
No. I was going to get the telescope to show you. Now, honey, this is a way that we can look into make-believe. Would you like to look in there and see? Let's look and see if the trolley's coming, okay?
Let's look.
Now, that's Daniel's clock. See, it's going tick. And there's the museum going round and round and round and round. And that's X the Owl's tree and Henrietta Pussycat's house. And that's the factory. And there's the trolley. Can you see the trolley through there? Let's say to the trolley, come on in, trolley. Come on in. Oh, you want to put it in your mouth, don't you? Sure. Just like some babies, you know, that's how they learn about the world. Through their mouth at first. Mm-hmm. Look at the trolley here. Trolley, would you move over just a little bit more? Thank you. See the trolley, honey? Look, right over there's the trolley. See it moving back and forth? Let's ask the trolley to take us to make-believe, because the people in there are working on an opera today. Shall we? Okay, trolley, would you take us into make-believe? We'd like to see what's going on there.
Well, hi, trolley. What's new today? Today is new. You're right. Today is new. It's new to everyone you meet. It's new to you. The houses on the street are waking up now. Today is up now. Today is new. It's new with time and space and things you want to do. The sparrow tries his wings and sings a new song, a just-for-you song. We know each morning brings a brand new day, and though we sometimes wish for yesterday, today is new. It's new to everyone you meet. It's new to you. What say we try to greet it in a new way? Say, Happy New Day. Today is new.
I think on this new day, I'll go over and see Don Quixote. Maybe he'll have some suggestions.
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw. Ah-hee. Ah-hee. Well, good day, Don Quixote.
Good day to you, sir.
How are you today?
I'm just great. It's good. A great new day, isn't it?
Well, it is. And what great teeth you have, Don Quixote. A beautiful set if I ever saw one.
Yes. Well, I used to bite people with my teeth.
You did?
I don't anymore. I learned not to.
Well, that's very good.
I use my mouth now for talking and chewing my food.
Oh,
that's
is that
all.
So? Tell me, Don Quixote, do you also sing?
Sing?
Yes.
Well, I'm not sure. Would you like to hear me?
I certainly would. You know, I'm hearing people for an opera.
Oh, great. Uh-huh. Hee-haw, I'd be glad to try.
Good.
Let me see now. Hee-haw, hee-haw, hee-haw-haw.
Do you suppose you could sing something other than hee-haw?
Hee-haw, sure. Ah-hee, 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 ah-hee.
Well, that's fine. But I wonder if you could sing something that I've written for Friday's opera.
Well, I could try.
All right. Now, here it is. I am missing somebody bad.
sadly. Yes, I am missing her now.
Do you think you could try that?
Well, I'll try. No.
All right.
I am missing somebody badly.
Yes,
I am missing her now.
Now, why don't you try it once alone, Don?
All right.
Ready?
I am missing somebody badly. Yes, I am missing her now.
Well, yeehaw, that would be just fine. You'll be a fine prince, Don Quixote.
A prince?
A prince, yes.
Great, I didn't know I was going to be a prince.
You're going to be a prince.
You mean I'm in the opera?
You're in the opera. Oh. You're a baby prince who misses somebody badly, and you sing that song.
Okay, well...
Now, why don't you just come over to the castle when the moon is bright? I have your prince's costume for you there.
Wonderful.
All right?
When the moon is bright, I'll see you then.
Good.
Be looking for the moon.
All right.
The moon.
Goodbye.
When the moon is bright.
Well, he'll make a fine prince. But I wonder if he's going to put hee-haw in the middle of his song. Well, that's the thing about opera. You never know what's going to happen. I am missing somebody badly.
Good day, Mr.
Good day, Mrs. Frog. I wonder if you'd do me a favor. Do you happen to have in your museum a princess costume for a donkey, please?
A princess costume for a donkey?
Yes.
Oh, you write it down, Mr. Rabbit.
Oh, of course, I forgot. Write it down. Mm-hmm. Princess costume for a donkey.
Just stay there. I'll be there right back, Mr. Reardon. Don't go away.
Oh, I hope she has one. She has everything else.
Princess costume for a donkey. Will this do, Mr. Reardon?
Oh, Mrs. Frog. Why, that is just wonderful. Look at that. Oh, Don Quixote will certainly love that costume.
Oh, I hope so, Mr.
Reardon. Oh, Mrs. Frog, excuse me. I just saw X and Hem fly into the neighborhood, and I've got to see them right away. It's very important.
Good day, Mr. Reardon.
Good day. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're quite welcome.
Bye-bye. X, Hen, are you back?
Hey, Reardon, we just got back.
How did you do?
Oh, well, pretty well. Hen can tell you about it.
Meow. Meow, meow, just meow back.
Oh, hello, Henrietta. How did you do?
Meow, 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 meow.
Will Sarah Saturday come to the opera tomorrow?
Meow.
She won't. Well, why not?
Well, it's not that she doesn't want to. I mean, she said she'd like to very much, didn't she, Henrietta?
Meow. Meow likes it here.
You can say that again.
Meow. Meow likes it here.
But she said she couldn't come tomorrow?
That's right. She promised to take care of a baby whose mother's going out shopping tomorrow.
And she wouldn't break her promise, not even to come to a royal opera?
Meow, sir. Meow, meow keeps meow promises.
She keeps her promises. Oh, I've got it.
Well, what do you mean?
I've got the story for the opera. I've been trying to think of just the right songs for the right people to sing, and now I've got it.
Well, so what?
Well, you see, King Friday wants an opera about someone missing somebody.
Yeah?
Yes. Well, now, why couldn't that someone be a baby prince
whose
mother is going out for the evening, and he has a babysitter?
Meow, meow, Mrs. Meow Mother.
Yes, he misses his mother, that's right.
Sure, that's good. You know, a lot of people miss their mothers when they go out for a while.
Surely they do, and then when their mothers come back, why, they're very glad to see them.
Well, that's great. Who could be in the opera, then?
Well, I've already asked Don Quixote to be the prince.
Well, let me see now. Do you think he could be a baby prince?
Well, I think so, don't you?
Meow. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 bee, meow, babysitter.
Who could be the babysitter?
What about you, Henrietta? I mean, you're such a pretty kitty, and you've got a pretty meowing voice.
Do you like to sing, Henrietta?
Meow, meow, so shy. Meow, 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 try.
You try? Well, why don't you just try? You know, I think I have just the right song here for the babysitter.
Meow,
good. Want to try it?
Meow.
All right. Now, it goes like this. I'm taking care of you.
Meow.
taking good care of you. For once I was very little too. Now I take care of you.
Now you try that once. You'll be just fine in the park.
That sounds great. Tell me something, Reardon.
Mm-hmm.
Were you ever really little?
Yes, I was, X.
You were?
It may be hard to believe, but I was.
Yeah, because you've grown to be such a big man. It is hard to think that a great big man can be little sometimes.
It is hard to think that, isn't it? But
yeah.
Everybody was.
And mothers, too.
Mothers,
well, who should be the mother in the plot?
The mother. Oh, I don't know. Well, do you have any suggestions?
Meow, 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 meow. Meow, Lady Aberlin.
Lady Aberlin?
Meow.
Oh, can she sing?
Meow.
Good.
Meow, 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 meow.
Oh, well, I'll put Lady Aberlin down. I think that's probably a very good idea.
Yeah, she can be the mother. And what are you going to be, Reardon? You've got to be in it. You have
well,
such
I a... I hadn't written a part for myself in it, X.
Oh, well, why don't you?
Meow, 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 grandfather.
But there isn't any grandfather in the opera.
Yeah, put him in.
Put him in?
Yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah, put him in because
put
I think...
Put him in.
All
right.
Grandfather.
One grandfather is now opera. In this opera.
Good. And make yourself a part.
I will be it.
I wish I could do something to help.
You really are a help.
Am
My
I?
Goodness, you've already expanded this opera 30%.
Oh, good.
Yes, indeed. And you know how else you can be a help?
How?
If you'll come to the castle tonight when the moon is bright, I want you to help. With the scenery and the lighting.
Oh, good.
You'll be the stage manager, X.
Wonderful. I'll be glad to do whatever I can.
Well, good. Thank you so much.
I'll bring Henrietta over then when the moon is bright.
When the moon is bright. Then we'll decorate everything tonight for tomorrow's opera.
Okay, wonderful.
All right?
Oh, great.
Good.
Meow, meow, meow.
Bye. Oh, my. You're doing well. Hi, trolley. It's been a grand day.
Wonder what you'd like to be if you were in the opera, honey. Would you like to be somebody who plays with a telescope? Or would you like to be the baby prince and have somebody take care of you? I got a little more milk for you while we were in make-believe. Would you like a little more milk? I'm taking care of you, taking good care of you. For once I was very little too, now I take care of you. True. It is hard to believe that some of us grown-ups were real little one time. We all started out as babies. And little by little, we started to learn how to take care of different things. Just like you. Little by little, you're learning how to take care of your toys and your pets. And after a while, when you're a mother or a dad, you'll be learning how to take care of your children. Now I take care of you. Can't you see Henrietta as the babysitter in the opera? Won't that be special? And Lady Aberlin's going to be the mother. And Reardon's going to be the grandfather. And the donkey's going to be that prince. How do you think he'll look with all those curls? There. How was that? Good? Watch and see what she does when I try to go away.
Want to stay with me? Who do you suppose that is at the door? Let's see. It may be your friend John Rucci. Mm-hmm. Come in. Hi, John. Well, honey's had a good day. She had two bottles.
Two bottles?
Yep.
She must have been hungry.
I'm sure she was.
So you want to come back home? You want to stay?
Well, sometimes after you get with people and get real comfortable with them, you do want to stay, don't you? I have a toy for her. If, and I'll bring it over to the zoo on my way back, okay?
Okay.
Thank you for bringing her by.
Bye-bye.
And thank you for coming, honey.
Thank you. Come back again, all right? Okay.
Bye. Bye-bye, John. Yeah, I should clean up the pan in the kitchen. And what else? The bottle. Take that back when I go to the zoo. Lots of care. Lots of care for little ones. They're worth it. You know what's going to happen tomorrow? An opera. Right. We're going to be able to be together to see it. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow, we'll start the day tomorrow with the smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. See you then for the opera. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this series were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and by a children's program fund established by NET-affiliated stations.
This is NET. The National Educational Television Network.